Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But I think everybody was on the same page maybe when he left New York. It wasn't like Monty leaving
so
the Kings.
So let me ask this question. For the 4,000th time, and I give everyone my word, I will not ask again. Do you explore Mikal Bridges at all?
Sure. Hell yeah, you explore it. I don't know if they're...
I can't tell what people think of Mikal anymore. I've said I'm just going to die on this hill. I've kind of decided I don't really want to die on this particular hill anymore. But I have been... People told me I'm 3 years late on Mikal Bridges at this point.
He's a damn good ball player. I thought he was underutilized in New York this past year with Tibbs.
Can he be proper? Okay. So it's Tibbs' fault. That's a deep roster.
I don't want to say it's Tibbs' fault because, like you said, they got players. Like, so what he was able to do in Brooklyn when it was just him, it's not going to have the same look, same opportunities, same offensive responsibility in New York. So I don't want to say it was just Tibbs, but I think he could have been utilized better in the offense and with the people around him. Yeah, some of it probably goes to Jalen Brunson. Mm. Jalen, the point guard, you got to get him involved a little bit more than you did instead of taking 27 shots a night.
Yeah, watch the Jalen conversation next season is going to be fascinating.
He's got to tone it down a little bit. And I love Jalen Brunson. I think he's a hell of a ball player. I love his story.
Jalen won Clutch Player of the Year this year, right?
Yeah.
That was Jalen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is a fit. Like, he can score like that. He is an Iverson-esque type player. But I think the next step for them, especially if they keep Mikal, is for Brunson to tone it down just a little bit and try to get Mikal involved, try to get Cat a little bit more involved. And, you know, you work with those bench guys and, yeah, McBride, see if he can turn into a Malik Monk type, six-man type guy.
Mm-hmm.
OG probably needs some more looks too. So I exaggerate. He's not taking 27 a night, but let's just say, for instance, he is taking 27 shots a night. Can you get it down to 22? Can you take four shots off your per game average to get these other guys some looks?
Okay, but that's kind of generic. Like, get these other guys look. Who else needs those looks?
Mikal and OG. Those would be my first two.
Okay.
Getting Mikal and OG more involved in the offense. Mikal's number one.
Yeah, okay.
Number one.
OG feels passive on the offensive end sometimes. I love OG Anunoby. Mm-hmm. Really loved him in Toronto. Really wanted him here. Mm-hmm. But he feels passive on the offensive end sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you're good, I mean, Jalen kind of liked the DeMar situation a little bit. Like, if you got guys that are going to be passive, I'll do it.
Right.
Or maybe they get passive because they feel like Jalen don't pass the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't in the locker room. Point in all of that was, I still like Mikal Bridges.
I do too. And yes, you do make phone calls. I saw a report from Yahoo. Like, it just kind of thrown out there. It wasn't like a report like that. But like, the Knicks, or I can't remember what it said. People were calling the Knicks, or the Knicks are taking calls, just listening to what people have to say about Mitchell Robinson and Mikal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So if the phone lines are open, then hell yeah. See what time it is.
Well, let's call.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
213-909-1025. Or no, 21.
Nope.
What is it? It's
no.
Not, it's 347. That's one of them.
What?
347. That's the area code in New York.
Oh, you calling.
Yeah. 347.
Did you give him a 1025 number? Hey, it's a sign.
347-909-1025.
There you go. Call that number. See what happens. You can call us too. Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. You know what'll happen there. 916-909-1320. As we look ahead to tonight's draft, which is just about 3 hours away, coverage begins here on ESPN 1320. at 4:30. So make sure you're locked in.
There's no draft pick. Tell us anything about the Kings going forward. Just kind of like maybe this is the group here or something like that.
No.
Did you learn anything?
I do not expect the Kings to pick today. Never did.
Does that kind of tell you like where their thinking is as far as where they want to take the team? Like they didn't end up obtaining that first round pick or whatever. Maybe
no, because I don't know. No, it tells me nothing. The answer to your question is it tells me nothing. If we get to Tuesday and our roster is still the same, then yeah, that tells me something.
I think we know how they're looking at this. I think they're going to be cautiously aggressive,
mm-hmm.
selectively aggressive.
Mm.
They're not going to be forced or pushed into making any move.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, hey, this is something that works best for us currently and long term.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something that works and we can get in the first round, cool, mm-hmm. we'll do it. But we're not going to give you pick swap 2 years from now and a future first to get in the first round. They're not desperate. Whether that's right or wrong approach, I don't know. But they're not desperate
mm-hmm.
to make any moves right now.
Should they be?
I'm impatient, so I say yes, they should. But that doesn't mean it's the right approach.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that's what they, yeah. I guess, should be doing. I would be star hunting. I would already have Trae Young at this point. So I don't know if there was any more moves left to make. But, like, yeah, I would be doing that. I would be open and listening to offers for Domantas Sabonis, even Zach LaVine as well, and see what people are giving. That doesn't mean I have to take them. I have to take the deals. But, hey, what is the market for Zach LaVine?
Mm-hmm.
What is the market for Domantas Sabonis? And I'd be very aggressive. I think they're, like I said, selectively aggressive, cautiously aggressive. I think they're taking the phone calls and they're talking to people. But actually putting pen to paper and doing a deal,
mm-hmm.
I think they're really, really selective with what avenues they want to go down with that.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like we know that now. But I don't know what that means. I wish I knew. We might be able to formulate an opinion on what type of player Scott Perry doesn't like. I don't think I can formulate an opinion yet on what type of player Scott Perry does like.
Mm.
I'm guessing high usage players aren't his bag. Mm-hmm. I heard someone shared with me what his opinion was on Jalen Brunson when Jalen was with Dallas. Mm. We're pretty confident we know his opinion on Trae Young. Very confident.
Yeah.
If you were watching yesterday, he called and yelled at each of us four times every time Trey's name came up. That was fictitious, but still it was fun. We know he doesn't like him. So it's maybe high usage players that he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder, he's smart ball player, vet. Good. Like, I don't know what Dennis Schroeder does. Again, these are not the same caliber of player. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand what we're talking about here. But Dennis Schroeder is just a good ball player. Like, he's solid. I don't know that he does. He's a good basketball player, but I can't tell you what he does great. He's good at what he does.
Right.
I mean, you could talk. A lot of people look at being on a bunch of different teams, like, as a bad thing. It was like the point I was making about, or trying to make, about Drew Holiday yesterday. Mm-hmm. Drew's maybe not quite Dennis Schroeder. Drew's just going to be on a bunch of different teams now who need a really good point guard. And that's what Drew is. That's what Dennis is. And that tells me nothing about Scott Perry. We know, or I don't want to say, there were reports that the Kings wanted Drew Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, but that's a smart basketball player, great team guy, great locker room guy. Fine scorer?
Yeah.
Not just fine.
Yeah.
And great decision maker. all right, well, you missed out on Drew, so what's it going to be? And you saying Star Hunting, the only player that I think is even close to that, that is probably attainable that we've talked about, to me, you tell me if I'm wrong, is Lonzo.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah. And then you, even with Lonzo, you got to deal with, you know, the possibility that the knee could go out at any time, and now you're stuck without a point guard, the injury concern. So, to your point, we will find out in the coming days a little bit more about what he likes, Scott Perry. I think we got a good understanding of what he doesn't like in a basketball player, at the very least for where this team is and how they're constructed currently. You mentioned it earlier. Mm-hmm. Maybe if Zach LaVine isn't here and it's a different type of shooting guard there, maybe he is a little bit more open to Trae Young. Maybe a more defensive-minded shooting guard next to Trae Young is what he wants. But he's got Zach LaVine here right now, and he might look at it like, I can't go that offensively oriented with my backcourt with Trae Young and Zach LaVine. So for this particular team, he may not be a fan of Trae Young. But, you know, we'll find out what he does like in the coming days. Hopefully in the coming hours. Right? Like, if you can get in the first round, like, they're supposedly, or somebody, I don't even want to put it on the Kings. Somebody is still telling Jake Fisher the Kings are really, really confident in getting in the first round. If they can do that, maybe that gives a little glimpse into the type of player Scott Perry is looking to build this roster with.
Okay. All right, well, Scott, you're running out of time, man.
Where are you at with Scott? Are you losing patience with Scott Perry?
No.
Okay.
I don't expect them to draft today. Like, even reading Jake Fisher, I don't think Jake Fisher is wrong. I don't think he's BSing. I just don't think they're going to do anything to get into the draft today.
How does Damian Barling feel about that? Are you like me? I'm like, man, I'm antsy. I'm frustrated. Like, I want them to be aggressive. Like, are you just like, no, they don't have to do that?
Yeah, I want them to do something. Like, you know, I the Kyrie thing popped up yesterday. The Fred VanVleet popped up this morning, and I had to tell myself, like, those are things that can only happen with your current squad. Mm-hmm. It was really yesterday, but the show was winding down with Jason when the Porzingis trade came through, and it's like, Boston has a mission this season. They're out of the second apron. They're still well above the first apron. Like, if they're trying to get below the first apron, they've got roughly eight million mm-hmm. to get under the first apron. So it's like, yeah, okay. Brad Stevens had a mission. He had some things lined up. He executed. That was the one where it's like, you can't do anything.
Hmm.
There's no trade out there for you to make. All right. Because I just feel like whatever, and I don't think the Kings are going to do nothing. Whatever moves the Kings make, I don't think are going to center around the draft. Hmm. So I can't be the one to tell you. I'm not going to tell anybody to be patient. I'm not going to tell you to be patient. I don't think it's happening today.
Yeah.
Kings will draft tomorrow.
Get your point guard there. Maybe he's going to be gone to get the guy from France that TC wants.
TC wants that guy. He said at 19 or 20. Yeah, I don't even know where he slotted at in mock drafts.
Let me see. I
haven't even been paying attention to mock drafts because I was like, well, I'm not looking up second round picks. I'm hoping for Nicole.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jokic, but I'm getting Jameis Ramsey.
they got him at 18 going to Washington. Nolan, I'm with TC. I'm not going to mess up his last name.
Did Washington move that pick yesterday?
18. No, no, I thought they moved 40, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they moved 40.
All right, we'll come back. The draft is today. James Hamm is, like, here.
Yeah, he's stuck in limbo. He doesn't know where to go. He said, I'm not going home.
He's just wandering around the Odyssey Studios. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock. And we'll continue to just – I mentioned the Mavericks earlier. I mentioned Luka Doncic earlier. We're going to talk about it. But the Athletic is writing articles, and y'all are getting jokes off. Uh-huh. And some of y'all are wrong.
I also want you to revisit. I almost got you started about the Spurs, but we were talking about something else.
All right. That's a perfect transition right there. We'll have that. Stephen McCasey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Wait, who's on the line?
Manny is here.
you good? Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I halfway am good, halfway not.
Elk Grove Kia Talk Line 916-909-1320. What's up, Manny?
What's up, y'all? Good to see y'all on Friday. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Always good to see you, Manny. Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, man.
You know, I do like Dennis Schroeder, but the only thing to me is I know it's not apples for apples, but I also feel like when you have somebody like Malik Monk, they probably kind of play the same role, and I'd rather have Malik in that role than Dennis. I do like Dennis a lot. I like what he brings. I just don't know if he's what you need when you have Monk on the table. It's just not my preference anyway. Mm.
Well, maybe that tells you something. No, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, but you're right. Yeah. I was thinking about that too. Like, if I had to choose between the two, D'Lo, Casey, would you, you know, which one would you keep? Like, I'm keeping Monk over him every step of the way, right? But I mean, we'll see what happens. But I do got to plug tonight, real quick, before you guys answer that question. We are going to be on tonight unless something big happens. D'Lo and Casey, as always, will take over, but. If it's just a normal night and we're just doing the pod, we have E-Train from X. He's a 14-year-old kid that podcasts. He does award-winning literacy advocate. He's a book reviewer. He's a fantastic kid. He also does a page on the Kings, and he's done interviews with some of the players and Monty and guys, people like that. So. He keeps up, and he has a lot of wealth of information regarding the draft, so we're excited to have him on. Chatty House, please behave. Please behave.
Appreciate you, Manny. I'm gonna give you my prediction for tonight, Manny, because I hit Manny like, hey, you know, if something jumps off, we're going to have to, you know, jump on.
Yeah.
I think Manny's going to do his entire show tonight with Tasha and Dr. David and the crew.
And that is not a prediction. That is a spoiler.
Very good. Nah, it is. It's just an opinion.
Yeah.
It's just an opinion. But you can go back.
I think so too, by the way. I would.
You don't think they're doing anything tonight?
I don't. I want them to. I believe they're trying, but I don't see it right now. I don't see it. I don't see why anybody would be giving up first round picks right now to the Kings. Like, I don't think the Kings have enough that maybe warrants a first round pick.
What do you think that would cost?
I mean,
I don't think we have it.
Yeah, and I don't.
I mean, the DeMar was the question, but I just keep getting pulled back to the idea of, like, are we sure DeMar's the problem?
I also don't know, and this isn't a knock on DeMar or anything. Miami, you want to give up all that for DeMar DeRozan? Like, you're not a DeMar DeRozan away from being a good team. So we gonna give up a future draft pick or a current draft pick, I guess, first round draft pick, a couple of players for DeRozan for you guys still to be kind of mid. Now,
no point in it.
To be
there's
honest,
no point in DeMar. Truth be told, there's no point in DeMar doing that.
No, I agree. I also look at it on the other aspect, though, is Miami may look at DeMar DeRozan and Tyler Hero and Bam and all this other stuff and say, you see what this conference looking like? Maybe we can make a push.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be superstars this year. We just got to have a solid player like DeRozan.
You think you can get one of those Nets picks? They got five of them. There's no chance they're making five selections in the first round today.
No.
They got 27, 26,
what if it
19.
Costs you Malik?
That's not the way I'd take this team, but I think that'd get you a first round pick. If I'm the Nets, I'd give up one of those late 20s for that one from Malik.
But so let's,
that'd be a good return if you could get a first round pick.
But let's go back. It feels far fetched, but when you got five of them, maybe it doesn't matter. But let's go back to your original, not original, but one of our original off season discussions. We had it very recently. Malik, what's Malik, Zach, DeMar? Maybe DeMar wasn't even involved in that since he's been thrown out of town months ago. We're the only ones trying to drive him back. But is it Malik, Keon, and Zach?
Devin. Everybody just forgets.
Devin's not getting you a first round pick. Zach is a much more complicated deal.
Malik is getting you a pick in the 20s. If you wanted a pick in the 20s.
I don't think Devin Carter is getting you anything.
Malik is getting you a pick in the 20s if you're dealing with the Nets, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, they got picked, like I said, they got picked 27, 26, and then pick 19.
I'd push for that 19 somehow. I'm not trading Malik for 26 or 27. But then, again, we're working with limited information. We're working with speculation. Mm-hmm. You work Dennis Schroeder into this all of a sudden. Again, I go back to Malik. Is he more expandable? I go back to what Manny said. Is he more expandable if Dennis Schroeder is here?
It certainly feels like it.
What's the thinking there, though?
I'm just a broadcast journalist, man. I don't know.
Scott going.
I'll tell you what the thought. I'll tell you what the thought in that might be. I'll tell you what the thought in that might be. DeMar's not going anywhere. That's what it might be. You collectively had decided DeMar's the guy. I'm not trading. I don't care what y'all talked about before I got here.
Right.
I get he's your pizza guy. I need DeMar DeRozan here. The position is too crowded. Okay. Then it's Malik.
The other aspect of that as well is, there's been a change of heart. I used to love that show, by the way. There's been a change of heart on the DeRozan side. Because everything we heard right after the final buzzer last year was DeRozan, he out of here. He don't want to be here. He wants to move on.
It's a dating show.
Yeah, it was a great show. I think that's the show.
Early 2000s.
That's the show The Game was on. Change of Heart was a fantastic show. Okay. Used to come on right before Blind Date, which I loved.
Game was on it. Very good.
Right. I loved Blind Date. That was a fantastic show.
It was the Love Island of its time.
Yeah.
Do you think you get better value for a DeMar DeRozan trade this year or next year when he's got the partial guarantee?
No, there's no. I don't think there's. Yeah, I don't think there's any point in doing it next year.
What is the plan with DeMar DeRozan then if you're looking to move off of Monk? Or if that's the way you're going, if you move off of Monk for the pick in the 20s?
Let me ask you something. Who's better, DeMar DeRozan or Malik Monk? This is a harsh way to have this conversation.
I mean, DeMar DeRozan, I think, in a vacuum is better, but if I'm Scott Perry, like, I'm sticking with Malik Monk.
He could be in a vacuum or on the globe. Like, he's, like, DeMar DeRozan's
DeMar's the better basketball player.
He
is, but he's 35. Like, I'm not building a future with 35-year-old DeMar DeRozan. Like, yeah, you're going to have DeMar for a year, and then he's going to go after that. Or what, you're keeping DeMar here until he's 40?
The thing with Malik, that as much as I love him, I understand. Like, what is he in this league? Is he just the sixth man?
He's one of the best sixth men in the league.
Could have won the award if he started more games.
Right.
Like, yeah, Malik Monk is one of the best six men in the league. Like, yeah, that's valuable.
No, it is. I'm not suggesting that it's not.
No, I'm just answering Kenny's question.
Is that something that you, like, build around, though? Like, Lou Williams is a great
six-man. He's a building piece.
Yeah, Lou Williams was a great six-man.
You don't build around DeMar DeRozan if you're the Kings, if that's the opposite, if that's the other side of it. And Malik's not someone you build around, but that's someone that you keep on. Like, you have a six-man. Like, you have a puzzle piece right there. You don't build around either player.
It feels like you can.
Mars 35, like, he's going to be here for a year, and then whatever that last part of his deal is, like, he'll be gone after that. Like, there's no future with DeMar DeRozan on this team, unless you're just trying to make playoffs short-sighted for this year and whatever next year if he's still here for that.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking about, too, and like I said, we're just talking a little bit because, you know, I want to keep Malik Monk here in Sacramento. But does it kind of feel like the Giannis thing where if you're having these talks about Malik Monk now, you're probably going to have him again next year because you're not going to be this great team. Nobody thinks they're going to be a great team. So we're having this same discussion again next year. How do they get better? How do they improve this roster? Well, we got Malik Monk there.
Well, yeah, but
so
like,
why not just
these have been out there, but I don't like the idea of them getting rid of Monk. I don't know if a person of a player in the 20s is going to bring you what Monk can the next 3-4 years or whatever. Like, I think Monk is like, boom, we have a solution for our six man and stuff like that. Now just build out the rest of the team. But again, it just depends on the direction they want to take this team. But like, yeah, I'm not a fan of moving off Malik Monk unless it's a player better than him or just as good. But I don't think that's really possible given he only makes about 18 mil a year.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want Malik Monk here. I think he's still a very effective player for this Kings team, especially if they're trying to win still.
He's a culture guy, too, and that matters.
Can you have Malik, DeMar, and Zach on the same team?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a little bit of a cop-out. You can, but everything else has to be rock solid. Everything around those
Devin rocks out. Has to go in this situation.
Yeah, and I think
you desperately need Keon in this situation.
Yeah,
and I didn't even factor in the fictitious signing of Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, I think.
Oh no, man.
If it's me, I'm trading DeMar. I think that's just best for both sides. I'd rather trade DeMar, get something for him now, whether it be Miami's pick 20 and insert whatever player. Throwing whatever deal rather than losing him for nothing when his deal's up.
Well, we now know John Collins' market in the league.
Did we get an update or something?
Yeah, he exercised his player option for $26.5 million. You don't exercise that option unless you know your value across the league, and we know it.
Yeah.
It's less than $26.5 million. Sham Sharani had just tweeted that John Collins has exercised his player option for next year. There you have it. Well, the good news is we're pretty free tonight. Like, we don't have to, you know, we can watch the draft. We don't have to be glued to the draft.
We don't. I'd like to be invested here. Come on.
Well, are your Knicks drafting tonight?
No.
Wow, your Lakers aren't drafting either. You got no. Bro, watch The Office, pal.
The Lakers are not my team, so stop saying that because people believe you when you say that. Even Lil Morgan.
a text has come through to say, ask Kenny if he would move Monk plus salary for Emmanuel quickly.
No.
Sometimes it's funny when you have your glasses on and you sit perfectly still, like you just did. I don't know why. It's like you're frozen and you're desperately thinking about what you're being asked. Also, the dumbest movie premise in history.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Just the whole premise is ridiculous.
You ever seen that?
Never seen it.
We're all...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, it's
one of those grade A awful.
No, it's a great movie.
It is horrendous.
It's bad.
Like horrendous. Whole, bad. Like no, this is so bad. I'm gonna love it, or it's like just
so bad you're gonna
bad.
Love it.
It's okay. So bad you might love it.
Yeah.
Do I need to watch this movie?
Stupid. No. It's but the whole dumb, premise is the guy is dead, and they're trying to make it seem like he's alive. So they attach like strings to it, so he like waves to people like this. Hey, Burn.
And he throws his hand up. He's walking on the beach and all this other
stuff. Absolutely absurd.
I loved that movie when I was growing up. Weekend at Bernie's is stupid.
The Kings are this close to being Weekend at Bernie's.
So just propping up a dead body like it's nothing, huh?
Hey, NBA.
Like, yeah. Like, this guy's dead. What do we do? Hey, let's just pretend he's alive.
That's it. That's what the Kings are staring at right now. And you know what? They made a sequel. If the Kings don't make any moves this year, it's Weekend at Bernie's Part 2 for the Sacramento Kings.
What was like that? What, they made a sequel of what, the Baby's Gone movie or whatever that we were talking about that one time? Bro, with John Travolta?
Bro, don't be disrespectful.
The Baby's
bro.
Is look who's
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, don't be disrespectful.
Yeah, whatever. You know what it
that
was.
That deserved a sequel. It deserved a sequel.
Bro, we went over the numbers. Yeah, that movie was a monster.
Yeah, it was a monster because there were money laundering for that movie.
And it was great. It was a great movie. You had life from a baby's perspective.
Look Who's Talking was Beam Team 1. Weekend at Bernie's is the current incarnation.
Damn. Well, no, see, we got it. Look Who's Talking was Beam Team 1. Look Who's Talking was Beam Team 2.
No, what do you mean? Look Who's Talking 2.
Look Who's Talking 2, excuse me. It was Beam Team 2.
Now it's...
Wasn't as good. Didn't make the playoffs, but it was cool.
Now,
and this is the one with the pets.
Yeah.
This is
stupid. What did we decide that? What was that called? Look Who's Talking also?
Look Who's
Talking. Look Who Else is Talking.
Look. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's Look Who's Talking Now. Maybe that's what it was.
Just awful.
Yeah, you think you're doing one thing, then you end up with a Zach LaVine. It's like, what's going on?
We got a Kyle Mattson pun. Weekend at Beamies.
What? Jesus.
It's teetering the line, Phil.
It's really close. Like, I don't know if you can get a flag on your way back home.
Play on.
It's pretty damn close.
It's like one of those things where Mike Vrabel like tries to mess around with the rules or whatever. So it'd be nice if they did something, though.
Yeah, it would, and I think it'll be Monday when free agency starts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not true. I take that back. I'm sorry. I apologize. I take that back. They're going to do something tomorrow. They're going to make a draft pick tomorrow.
They are.
They have a draft pick.
They are.
It's just not
me
today.
And Casey's dream of them getting to the lottery is probably cooked.
Yeah.
There's no way they're getting to the lottery. There's just no way.
Do you think, all right, I'm going to ask a different question.
Fine.
Do you think they can if they wanted to?
Yeah, if you wanted to, like, hey, you think they have the means to?
I'll put it to you.
No, because I know what you two are doing. The answer is no.
All right, hold on.
I'll state for the record, which I don't think either one of you can do this.
What?
I believe Domantas Sabonis is going to be on this basketball team this year.
Well, I won't state that for the record. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm okay with him.
But I'll put it to you like this. If you can get 20 for Malik Monk, Malik Monk and Sabonis should get you in the lottery if you want to do that.
But who said you could? Jesse was trying to give me 26 a minute ago.
For Monk?
You wanted 19.
I did. Jesse gave me 26.
I'll even say 26. If you can get 26 for Monk, if you paired the two up, you can't get in the lottery?
I think you could get it with Domas.
I think so.
I just don't think you're trading Domas to get in the goddamn lottery.
Well, see, that was the question. Can you if you wanted to?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Make some calls, guys.
What do you want to get in the lottery just to say you're in the lottery?
No, I'm going
to
get you Jeremiah Fears, see where Ace Bailey is, see what's going on there. Yeah. I don't want contact.
I thought Ace Bailey was going like 3.
Oh, no, he's right now.
Has he pissed everybody off?
He is the story right now. The draft starts after 4. And he said, I don't want to go to Charlotte, or excuse me, after 3. I don't want to go to Charlotte or Utah, allegedly. I don't blame him, at least for Utah.
Tried to book his agent, but he charges $5 million. So.
I'm not sure.
I read that story.
Salt Lake City.
I wouldn't. I told you. Been in a lot of cities. There's only one that I was certain we were going to get robbed in. I told you that. It was Salt Lake City. I don't want to be there.
What percentage would you guys put it at that Domantas Sabonis, DeMar DeRozan, and Zach LaVine are still in the starting lineup game one this year?
98.
Woo!
You sure?
Woo!
Oh, you said DeMar.
Yeah, that's why. That's why
you said DeMar. I'll say this. I'm not as sold on as everyone else that DeMar won't be here. I'll say that. I'm not as sold as everybody else that DeMar won't be here. Mm. 98 was a it was podding a little bit.
I got chills when you said that. I was like, no, don't say that.
I didn't even have nothing to say.
I had chills when he said that.
That was a little aggressive. But I think I'll still go higher than anyone else. I'll go 80.
I'm going to tell you something, too. This is unpopular. I don't think that's like an awful basketball team. I think that's a team that can be in the play-in, and depending on who you got playing the point and what you got around those guys, can push for a top six. I do believe that.
You can push for top six with Dennis Schroeder running point?
I mean,
who's running point for this team, though?
That's what I'm saying. Even, and I also look at Schroeder, too.
Dennis Schroeder's a playoff basketball player.
He is a playoff basketball player. He was playing really well for the Nets the last time we seen him start.
It's a bit of a journeyman at this point, no?
And that's fine. Like, Drew Holiday's okay. A good, but Drew Holiday is entering journeyman territory. That's what he's going to become. He's going to be on Portland for like a year or two, then he's going to be somewhere else.
Yeah, but that's a little different. James had a stat, I think, this morning where it's like Schroeder might be on his 10th team in like 13 seasons.
Okay, he's not out of the league.
Yeah, but I just wonder how
and much a lot of that, a lot, and a lot of that.
There's a reason why he's going team to team.
No, yeah, and the reason is he turned down that Lakers deal. Since turning down that Lakers deal, he's been on Boston, Houston,
Boston's
Toronto,
well.
Brooklyn, Golden State, and Detroit. He says yes to that offer that the Lakers got him. That's not happening. I'm not saying he's on the Lakers. You know, his number's going next to Kobe. I'm saying the circumstances and in the position he put himself in with turning down that Lakers contract put him into a position, wow, where he's not recouping that money and he's just going from team to team to team. If he signs that, well, I think it was a 4-year deal at the time with the Los Angeles Lakers, that's not happening.
And, I mean, I understand what Jesse's saying about the number of teams he's been on, but outside of the Warriors experiment last year, he played really well for the Nets and the Pistons. The Pistons, a winning team, a team that was successful. He played really
28
well for
games for the Pistons, started 8 of them, averaged 10 points per game, 5 assists. Brooklyn, as you mentioned, played 23 games with Brooklyn, started all 23, averaged 18.4 points per game, 6.6 assists.
And I don't want him to be the starter.
Right. No, yeah, I was just throwing. I was just kind of like a bar, I guess, for the starting point guard would be for a team that could push for top six, I guess.
I don't even know what that point guard is looking like that starting point guard. I don't know who that is, what that's looking like. To be completely honest with you,
because I think before it was like that player probably needs to be better than Domas and LaVine or as good. Does DeMar change that if you're keeping him?
Yeah, I think you can go with a Lonzo type point guard.
A guy like that.
Like he doesn't have to be this. He doesn't have to be Trae Young or LaMelo or something like that. Because you've got a good amount of offense with DeMar still here. So I can go with more of an organizer. That is in my basketball vocabulary now. Organizer. Thank you. Who did that? Hollinger?
To be honest, it never left. Like, once we heard that word, like, you guys kept using it.
And it was about Fred Van Fleet, if I remember correctly.
It was. And now, okay, I'll use it.
Yeah, organizer. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I like it.
You can go after an organizer if you keep DeRozan.
And who did you just say was the organizer?
I said Lonzo.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know how
this fan base. You have Lonzo, DeMar, and LaVine on the same team.
Oh, they, yeah, they're gonna hate it. This is running back. This is running back vibes right here.
No, it's running back Chicago.
They would. They'd be so pissed.
You do that? You trade Monk for a pick in the 20s?
Get Kobe White.
And you trade their favorite player.
Get Kobe White.
Well, you're the one who turned Kobe White loose on everybody.
Bring back the Red Kings jerseys as well, then.
So I was thinking the same exact
we're just
thing.
Do the Bulls thing. Just bring back the red jerseys. Too,
those then. Jerseys are absolute trash. But if you landed Lonzo, it'd be like, all right, go for it. See what happens. See what happens. Yeah, we're not coming to a solution on this, man. This is tough. This is tough. But
I gotta. How upset do you think people would be if DeMar DeRozan came back?
Not to be a jerk, but like, how upset will Twitter be? Yeah, they're gonna be really upset.
Chatty House.
Callers,
TC.
I don't think they're
TC
gonna be
actually
as upset.
Be pissed. He's out on DeRozan.
I think that's bad business, to be honest.
Why?
I think you could get something for DeMar this year that you probably won't be able to get next year.
What if you can't?
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
You don't think pick 20 is on the table? Just something like that. We don't know if that's actually out there, but just something along the lines like that.
I would not use DeMar DeRozan for the 20th pick. Like, I'd want a player.
You're bringing
back.
In someone like Jaime Jaquez or Terry Rozier, but like, just insert whatever player.
So
like
I'd be more interested
that's
in
what
that.
I mean. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
I'd be more
like
interested in that.
I don't think.
Because I don't like DeMar leaving for nothing.
I don't
like him leaving for second-round picks and salary filler because he's on an expiring worth however much next year.
I don't believe that you can get a first-round pick for DeMar DeRozan. And I think Jaime Jaquez, Duncan Robinson, you can get that next year. Those caliber of players. You can get that at the trade deadline. Like, those guys aren't. Jaime Jaquez could barely get off the bench this year. Duncan Robinson, same thing. Like, you can get – if that is what's on the table and what people are
just something similar to that though, like I don't think like I think there is a market for DeMar DeRozan as well. I think it wasn't just James Ham, but we've seen around people talking about like for the teams that missed out on KD, like DeMar DeRozan could be Plan B. So I think there's a market out there where it's like you could get some for him now.
But I'm saying that caliber of player. If there's something more, then now we can talk. But that caliber of player, the Jaime Jaquez, the Duncan Robinsons, and no first round pick now or in the future. I can wait and see if somebody's desperate around the trade deadline.
I'm also not blindly saying, no, I'm not trading DeMar DeRozan. I'm not making a trade for DeMar DeRozan just because. I'll make a trade for DeMar DeRozan if it makes the Sacramento Kings better. But that's it.
I think I do.
I'm not doing it just to move him. I'm not doing it because I think, well, he's going to leave. I got to do it now or never. No, like if I don't have a deal out there that I like, I got DeMar DeRozan on my team this year. Maybe that changes in February. Maybe the market changes. Great. If it doesn't, hey, it doesn't.
I mean,
but I'm not doing that.
Let me ask you guys a question, DeMar related, when we come back.
All right. Stephen with Casey on ESPN 1320.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.